AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. A black man targeting white victims shot and killed three men at random yesterday in Fresno, California, according to police, who say that Corey Ali Muhammad told them he wanted to kill as many white people as he could before he was captured. Police Chief Jerry Dyer.
This is an absolute tragedy that no one will probably be able to make sense of because it stems from an individual who is filled with hate.
Muhammad is also thought to have killed another white man last week, a Motel 6 security guard. Muhammad's in custody and expected to be charged with four counts of murder. A McDonald's employee recognized Facebook killer Steve Stevens as he pulled up to a drive-through window outside Erie, Pennsylvania yesterday. Employees tried to stall him by telling him his fries weren't ready yet as they called the cops, but he took off with police right behind him. Pennsylvania State Police spokesman Major William Tepper Jr.
The pursuit continued for approximately 1 mile, where troopers executed a precision immobilization technique, otherwise known as a pit maneuver.
In other words, they used their cruisers to block his car.
This resulted in the Ford Fusion coming to a stop. At that time, Stevens used a handgun to take his own life.
Stevens had shot and killed an elderly man in Cleveland and posted the video to Facebook, say police. Former President George H.W. Bush is in a Houston hospital after suffering a recurrence of a case of pneumonia. He is 92. That congressional election in a conservative Georgia district, seen as an early test of President Trump's popularity, is headed toward a runoff. Democrat John Ossoff will face Republican Karen Handel in the June 20th contest. Vice President Mike Pence traveling overseas is warning North Korea the U.S. will respond with overwhelming might to any use of conventional or nuclear weapons. This is AP Radio News. Here's something most of us didn't know until now. Adolf Hitler was indicted for war crimes before he died. AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
It's long been assumed that the war crimes tribunals that followed World War II didn't get around to charging Adolf Hitler until after the German leader died in April 1945. But a new book based on access to previously restricted United Nations files says Hitler was put on the UN War Crimes Commission's first list of defendants in December 1944. The book, Human Rights After Hitler, also upends previous assumptions about how early the Allies knew the Nazis were slaughtering Jews. It quotes documents that author Dan Plesch says prove beyond doubt that the British and American governments knew about the death camps as early as 1942. Warren Levinson, New York.
The Oklahoma City bombing killed 168 people 22 years ago today. Survivors and family members of those killed will gather for a remembrance ceremony. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.